What's cracking, guys? Welcome to yet again another episode of the Honda Recap. Adam Ivel got his car back, Big Murph is making moves, and Mark from Honda Street Garage got another motor. Let's get in this. Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome back to yet again another episode of the Honda Recap. If this is your first time here, hit that subscribe button, hit that thumbs up and that bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 o'clock when this thing airs. I'm basically trying to go over everything that's gone on in the Honda universe into one cohesive episode so you can stay involved, so you know what's going on a week to week basis. So like I said, if this is your first time, make sure to hit that subscribe button and that bell so you know every time this airs, and that's Monday night at 8 o'clock. I want to go ahead and kick this off with Adam Ivel. It's been a long journey now, and I gotta say I'm really happy that, you know what, the Red EG is back from the body shop. For the longest time it was missing its sunroof, plug, all its windows, and everything else that actually got it to completion of the car. And I'm super happy to say that, you know what, the EG is back, it's at the garage, it's looking amazing. If there was any time, if we were almost there for Adam to actually say, hey, you know what, it's finished, we're almost there. So super proud of you, man. You've never given up. I know you're out there having fun with the Silvia, having fun with the MX-5. You're doing great. I'm loving the drift videos, man. Just keep pumping out those videos. Following that, we got Chris Sadowski and the Del Sol. After a couple videos he's been putting out of just going out there for some fun cruises in the K20 DA that he has, but he's also got some cool new stuff going on with the Del Sol, like we talked about last week with the JB Tune fuel tuck line. He got some new wheels for the car. He's working on the brakes. He's, you know, he's putting a lot of effort into this car, and I really like it because ever since he got it, every video is just touching every nook and cranny of that Del Sol. So that way he knows no matter what, he can fully trust that car. And that's exactly what we should do the second you get a new car. So props to you, man. All right, following that, we got John Widmer at Garage Built Honda showing us yet again some cool new reviews on products for the 8891 EF hatches. And this latest one is the Unaka full core radiator. I think he actually sold it and actually got it back because somebody couldn't actually fit it in their car, and he showed us why. Essentially, the second fan couldn't actually fit where the exhaust manifold is if you have a B series in your EF, but that didn't stop him. He just said, you know what, I don't need two fans, I just need one. He was able to fit it, fabricated a little bracket, and there you go. So with track footage, which is also great, that full core Unaka radiator did wonders for his car. I'm super happy about that because, you know what, the price tag on that radiator isn't too high, and if it cools the B series in that car very well, even on hot Texas track days, I think that's worth the money. So thanks again out there to Garage Built Hondas for doing this review, showing us what it can do, and putting it to the test. Following that, we got Humble Performance. These guys, yet again, pumping out a bunch of videos on different high horsepower Hondas. In this latest video, they actually showed you how they go about tuning the fuel on a stock B20 in a sedan. It was crazy. They did one pull on it. It looked terrible out there in the fuel map, but you know what? They took the time. They showed you why they're doing it, what they're trying to do, and what AFR they're actually trying to reach. They hit it, I think it was like 13.1 across the entire power band. Kind of broke down what they wanted to do. It was a really good video. I really enjoyed it. Hopefully you guys start putting out more because there's more things that you can do with the S300. You know, it's a plethora of things, but fuel is just one of the things you can mess with in a tune. Speaking of tuning, we got Hunter Tuned. This guy has taken a detour from Hondas and started messing with Sea-Doos and jet skis. And that's really awesome because you know what? Hunter just loves horsepower. It doesn't matter how he can make it or what it is that it's in. But he showed you a cool new video of just basically taking apart different types of engines. He definitely enjoyed it. I think he took a break on making videos, and you know what? It's totally understandable. He went hard for a very, very long time. And you know what? Everyone needs the break, but I've talked to him personally and it didn't stop him. On a day-to-day basis, he was still doing all the things Hunter does. He just wasn't filming. And when his latest video, he got out there with his friends. Christian Civic is back, taking it down the track, taking the hatch down the track, just having fun. So welcome back to making videos, man. Not that it's been a long time, but I'm really happy to see it. I'm really happy to see the smile on your face as you're ripping down the track, man. Good job. Following that, we got Lazy Man Garage. The last time we talked about him, he was actually pulling the engine out of his friend's car. I'm super happy to say that in the past couple days, the engine actually got fixed up. The engine bay got painted, all put back together, and it's looking amazing, dude. It's really awesome that you are a friend like that, no matter what, pushing your friends to, you know what, get off the couch, even it's your couch in the garage, and fix the cars that are just sitting there. And little by little, you're gonna knock out a bunch of stuff, man. All right, back to the track. We got SP Tuning basically sitting there showing you how exactly they're going to gut their car, showing you what procedures they're going about it, how much weight they actually want to save. And you know what? That quest for nines in the Integra is definitely going to happen. I'm loving all these videos you guys are putting out, essentially how you're doing stuff and why you're doing things, and just showing people how you can do things on a budget with your hands. That is legitimate. So all you guys out there, SP Tuning, props, guys. I can't wait to see you out on the track. I know you've had some difficulties out there, I think, with weather and just the car. But as soon as you get that good pass, man, it's all going to be worth it. I'm stoked. All right, following that, we got Dashing Cars. This guy also took a detour from Hondas and went to rally racing with a Ford Fiesta. He's having a bunch of fun out there, but you know what? He never forgot about his roots, that wagon. And I believe the latest video in Dashing Cars, he's actually pulling apart the entire wagon for a beautiful rebuild. This has actually been coming for a while. When I found his channel months ago, it was already in the works. He kind of already knew he had a stash of stuff on the side. He definitely wanted to take it down, put it all together, and then bring it back together, resurrect it to the wagon he truly wants. And this is episode one. Part one, whatever you want to call it. I'm really excited for you, man. It's going to turn out amazing. Next up, we got VTEC Academy, part four of the budget K24 EF Civic. Last time we talked about this, there was definitely a bunch of hush performance parts going into the EF, and in this latest video, they're getting everything buttoned up. It's very exciting because the cost of the entire swap has very much been on the budget. They showed you how they did everything down, going to the pick and pull, finding the motor, what they used to get it in there, the wiring, how they did the clutch, the brakes, everything. It's a really awesome series. If you're ever interested in putting a K-Series in your EF and you want to do it semi on the cheap and do it right, this is awesome series for you. Definitely check it out. In Back Young Static videos, we have noticed that Big Murph is making moves. We mentioned already that he's building a B20 VTEC for the YEG hatch that he has, and an LSV for the actual Integra that he's been rocking for quite some time now. In one of the latest videos we saw in Young Static, he sent him a little goodie bag to really push him towards the momentum to get this knocked out. And man, if you've been following him on Instagram, you already know that I think the motor is actually put together. We're only days away from it getting put in the hatch, man. I'm hella proud of you. You put your mind to it. You went down for a little bit. You know you had some personal things to take care of that didn't keep you down. You just kept a smile on your face. The past couple videos have been awesome, man. I really enjoy just kicking it with you and your friends and just seeing, you know, the fun environment that you want to keep yourself in. That's awesome. I can't wait for the hatch to get built. And man, as soon as the Integra goes LSV, there's no going back for you. Following that, we got Zosh. This guy got an awesome ITR cluster for Christina. An awesome sub. You said, you know what? I know you've always wanted this. I got one for you and hooked it up. The subs in this guy's world are insanity. The support Zosh gets from his community is amazing. You can't thank them enough, and I can't thank a lot of people enough. The support the Honda scene gets to content creators, just doing what they love, and you know what? You guys support us, we support you, and that's really awesome to watch just how excited Zosh was to see the box. Soon as he unwrapped it, getting into his car, literally it got into the night. He was having trouble. He couldn't see the lights. He changed the light bulbs. His gas gauge was acting weird. Nothing stopped him. He was on a mission to finish it that day. And you know what? That's just a testament to like how proud Zosh was to have that cluster and just someone be like, here, man, I got something for you. You know what I mean? It's just really cool to see the smile on your face and the dedication. It didn't matter what time it was. You were going to make this work that day, and I commend you for that, dude. And in his latest video, I think he got the paint stuff back from the Ruckus, so I'm super excited that, you know what, we got Ruckus content on the way. All right, following that, we got Mark from Honda Street Garage. This guy was doing a little musical chairs with engines with him and his buddy. They had a bunch of K-Series, and you know what, I think he got a K20Z1 in the EJ1 now, which is awesome. It's a great little engine. A lot of people don't really use it, but I'm super excited that you actually are. I know you got a bunch of other stuff going in there. You got AC, and I know you guys need it out there in the Carolinas, so I know you're excited to have AC in the car, a new harness to go with everything, and you know what? You're gonna love that new K-Pro. All right, last but not least, we got Myton Films releasing a new video of him and his poor man's ITR having fun out there in the DC2, ripping the streets, kind of giving you a little overview of what he's been doing, how the car is doing, and future updates. It's really cool. I see the roll bar in the back there. I know you've also taken the car to the track, so I'm super excited for you to dive more into the new stuff that you want to do to your car. I think a lot of people are super supportive of that. The poor man's Type R looks like it's doing very well, man. You built that very well, and I know it's going to come out even better. I can't wait to see you take it out to the track more times than that. This is the time where I wanted to kind of sit down and introduce you to some new channels that I found, you know what? And I want to kick this off with Izzy Still YDGing.
It consists of basically everything's Rockstar Garage. I have a Rockstar Garage Gears lip. I have Rockstar Garage canards. Rockstar Garage carbon hardtop, Rockstar Garage wing, and then I have the RSG X bar. Up front, I have a Wasp splitter. I have a carbon Cybon hood.
This guy's really cool. I talked to him a lot on Instagram. He's down there in SoCal. He had a few videos in the past, and I know he wants to start now. I've been trying to help him out, point him in the right direction. And you know, he's got a lot of friends. He's got an awesome EG hatch. I actually have it in the IBOC video if you guys want to check that out. It looks amazing. It's really cool to see an H22 with an RBC manifold. I'm just saying, check out the build. But in his latest video, he's sitting around with some friends kind of going over their builds because being a car guy himself, he also has other friends with cars. So I gotta say, I'm super proud of you for getting your channel started, man. You're an awesome dude. Check out his latest video of his buddy's S2000 fully tracked out. It looks amazing. I can't wait to see more car reviews coming from you, man. All right, guys, with that said, that's it for this episode of the Honda Recap. Thank you, everybody, who's come back yet again for another episode. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell. Be notified every Monday night at 8 o'clock when this thing airs. Do me a favor. Head over to hondavlogs.com/shop. Pick yourself up a shirt. Support the channel. Support the community. Leave a comment down below. If you see somebody down there, you know, if you watch their channel, tell them so. We all love hearing it. We all love knowing the support that everybody gives here in the Honda community. I'm trying to step up the recap as much as possible, trying to up the quality right here. Let me know what you guys think of the new quality, the Honda Recap, guys, and I'll see you next week. Peace.